I'm here in Thomas 2 with Sarah Thomas. So how did the Thomas 2 cafe start?
It's my parents' business. They started up 10 years ago and I went into business with them 5 years ago and launched this shop here in Lincoln. And then we closed Thomas 2 in Newark in March 2010 because the town was developing differently.
And so why did you move to Lincoln?
Newark's just a market town and our product is quite universal, so Newark was going quite quiet, so we thought we'd bring it to a city and develop it here, and it's, touch wood, it's going quite well.
And so what is like a normal day for you working here?
Usually starts about 6 in the morning when I arrive here, set the place up, get it ready. We've also got catering on the side of the business, so that usually takes up most of the morning. Bake cakes in the morning, and then in the afternoon usually it calms down a little bit, but then we've got sort of the coffee shop side of it and afternoon teas. Every day's different. Some days are more stressful than others.
And on your website you talk a lot about how Thomas 2 has a sort of mission. Could you tell me a bit more about?
Most companies have a mission, and ours is just to provide a good service, proper homemade cooked food, whether it's just a snack or our catering or anything like that. We try to do it locally sourced as best we can, free range eggs and chicken. Yeah, and it's just to provide a nice ethic, so you know, surrounding our business, that's all.
And why is it important to you to do the local produce?
I think it shows that we care, and we do. You know, I mean, like the free range eggs and things, you know, we don't like the battery farm eggs, that sort of thing. Also, it's nicer produce. I mean, our ham is from a local butcher's, and our chicken and everything is local, and we just find it's a nicer food.
And how do you keep coming up with ideas for the menu and for the catering service?
Well, we're quite fortunate. We're fairly flexible as a company, so we tend to pick up on trends and things like that. So we've got cake push pops coming out at the end of this summer. Mm-hmm. We're developing those. Last summer was the cake pops themselves.
So what's a push pop?
A push pop is just in like it's a bit like a yogurt pot in plastic, and then you push the bottom. I can't remember what ice cream it used to be. It used to push the bottom and it used to push up. So you can do those in cake now. But as for food and things, we tend to follow sort of seasonal fruit and veg. So that kind of lends itself to different menu ideas. And then we're always sifting through, you know, magazines and local ads and things like that. And you just pick up bits and pieces and convert them into our sort of menu.
And now you're sort of a little bit off the beaten track in a way. So how do you get people to know about your cafe?
Well, we've tried all sorts of advertising in the past and we haven't found it very successful. So we've given up on that. It's mainly through word of mouth, through our lovely customers coming back and spreading the word, and also through our website and being online. We found that that's been a good key aspect to the business. So it's just kind of spreading us through our own means rather than using newspapers, magazines.
So what do you like putting back into Lincoln?
Well, as much as we can, really. I mean, we've done work with the YMCA, so we try and help that side. It's not just schools that we help with. The Education for Business partnership, we also help with them. So it's mainly just work experience students that we take on, but it's a chance for them to perhaps see a skill that they hadn't realised they liked. At the beginning of the week, they're quite reluctant to start, and you get them involved in the baking and icing cakes, and by the end of it, they're signing up for a college course in hospitality and catering, so that's really nice.
And what is the worst bit of this job?
It's almost 24/7. You don't stop. From waking up in the morning to sometimes 8, 9, 10 o'clock and plus, you know, you're constantly thinking, or you've got cakes to ice or a wedding cake to do or quotations to sort out, and it doesn't stop. It's really hard to switch off.
Is there quite a lot of pressure doing a wedding cake?
Very. Really? There's a lot of pressure. From the baking of the actual sponge to the icing to the delivering. I mean, you've produced this gorgeous cake and then you've got to deliver it, and you just hope that nothing happens on the way, or the sun, if it's really hot, you just hope that you don't open the van doors and it's melted, and it's quite stressful.
And then what's the best bit?
The best bit is when you meet someone's expectations and then a bit more, and then they look absolutely astounded at what you've provided for them, and they're really thankful and really grateful, and it makes you realise that it was worth all that stress, hassle and bother.